If everything in life was going smoothly without a bump in the road, not many of us would turn to Jesus. God knows that we're all sinners. He knows us all. But sometimes we don't realize that, and life just kind of goes along, and we don't ever feel the need to repent, or we don't feel the need to confess sins to Jesus, or we think that just believing with a mental assent to the truth is some sort of way that we can be justified before God. And how often have I heard this saying, I'm a good person? And really, the people that say that are not what human beings would call bad people, but we've all sinned. And so it really is a blessing from heaven when something happens that exposes our sins and exposes the kind of person that we really are. But it's not very pleasant. Listen to what happened to Saul of Tarsus. It's found in chapter 9 of Acts, verse 1. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of the way of Jesus, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth. And he heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It's hard for you to kick against the goad. And Saul, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what will you have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told you what you must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand, and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. You see, the Lord did a great favor for Saul. He struck him down on that road, blinded him, humiliated him, so that Saul could see that he was headed for destruction. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you humiliated me, that you used my own sin to show me how bad I was, how I had messed up my life, how I had hurt other people, and how empty my life was without you, Lord. Oh, that was an unpleasant thing to happen, Lord. But I'm so thankful that it did happen, for it brought me to a place of repentance. Thank you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.